In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, the topic, as per my understanding, was about nothing. Did you receive the email for the topic, yes? The question, did you receive an email notifying you the topic of tonight? Yes? So my question is, what was the topic? It's not there. It's nothing here. Doesn't matter. So what we are going to do, we are going to read from 13. So if each one can read one verse till we reach the end, and then we'll discover together what was the topic for today. So we'll start from here, one verse, and then we'll everyone back each here. So this is Luke 24. We'll start from verse
13. Okay. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem.
And they talked together of all these things which had happened.
So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him.
And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?"
Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known that things which happened there in these days?"
And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The thing concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mightily indeed, and a word before God and all the people."
And how the chief and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him.
We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us.
When they did not find his body, saying that he had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive.
Then he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?"
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Then they drew near to the village where they were going farther. But they constrained him in saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them.
Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them.
Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight.
And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?"
So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together,
saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon."
And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
So this is part of Luke 24. So the same question, Yusuf, the topic of tonight. Monsieur Seal told you this, well, I emailed. Okay. So yes, the topic was about liturgy. So Ken, and since it's Friday night, and I know Friday night, all of you, most of you are sleepy. So we'll let you, as usual, do the topic because I didn't prepare anything for tonight. So my question to you, it's how can we relate this, I'm not sure how many verses, to the liturgy? Yusuf told us the topic is about liturgy. And then I picked Luke 24, 13 till 34. So how is it related to the liturgy? I have nothing to say tonight, believe me. So unless you will say, I'm entertaining you because I have nothing to say, so I'm waiting for you. So these 13, 14, which I have converged to, so how can we read this passage from Luke 24 to the liturgy? Huh. Please, sorry? So it's make two of us, but I'm sure you can give me some guidance, something. Yes.
Yeah, just one, like, there's the liturgy, right? We have the basic song of the liturgy, right? And we use it right now.
The scriptures.
And then the breaking of the bread, hey, and the blessings before that.
Okay, so the scripture, the bread, and the blessing. So these are three parts you relate to the liturgy. So you give me something to speak of. So this is good, thank you. So Can we elaborate more about these three points? So Yusuf said scripture, bread, and blessing. So let's go further more. I think we can, in this passage, we can see 1, 2, 3, 4 main themes. So the first one, two disciples coming back from which city? They came back from. So let's take one step before. So where we are in the time. So Luke 24. This is the last chapter. So where we are in the Christ life right now. Luke 24, this is the last chapter. So we are, yes? After the crucifixion, and most probably after the resurrection. So we are Sunday, sometime afternoon, something like this. And these two disciples coming from where? Jerusalem, where the hot, the spot of everything happened then, the crucifixion, the resurrection. And they came coming back to their own home in this town called Emmaus. Excellent. So this is the first scene. So we have two disciples walking together. And then the second one, who joined them? Jesus himself. So this is the second scene. And the third one, they went where? To their house, they did something. And then the fourth part is what? After this, they went to another place. Huh? It wasn't that I didn't prepare, so everything was here. The fourth scene was where they went back where? To Jerusalem. So these are the main thing. And believe it or not, this is the liturgy. Believe it or not, this is the liturgy, as simple as this. So let's elaborate more about this, the four scenes. Two disciples. And question, we can read books about who these two disciples are. We know one name, and then all the scholars they assume the other name and stories. Eventually, the two disciples, definitely, one of them is myself. So I am this disciple. Why I'm saying this? It's not an honor. Myself and everyone sitting here is one of this disciple, because simply this disciples they knew Christ. They were part of the 70, so even they did things more than knowing him. They preached, they did miracles, and they went all over, and so they knew about Christ. And at a certain time, they believed him. And they were talking. So this is my journey in this life, talking together about what's going on.
Thank you.
So the baptism will lead to the Eucharist. Wedlock, marriage, priesthood, name it. So I don't think of the six. So the aim of the sacraments to lead me, confession, repentance, to lead to the Eucharist. So Eucharist is not only the center of the liturgy, the Eucharist is the center of the Christian life. If I am Christian, so this is my center. As the Father said, especially Saint Augustine said this, that I will never know him, Christ, except through the Eucharist. Because this is what happened exactly. When he broke, what happened? There is an expression. Their eyes, if you can go back to the verse, then their eyes, 20, 30, then their eyes were opened. So, although they were Christian, I mean, they know him, they preach with his name, they did miracles, and moreover, he personally was with them. But till this moment, their eyes were closed. Through the Eucharist, this is the only time that their eyes can be opened and to see. So I need again to ask myself this question, why I am attending a liturgy? I think the focus should be only in this two words, in order for their eyes to be opened, for my eyes to be opened. This is the aim, to see him, and accordingly this will start a new thing in my life. I'm coming with all my challenges and problems, and I am listening to him explaining to me his word in the Bible, and then I'll go to the different parts of the liturgy which will lead me to the Eucharist. And you know better than as the Father said, we don't know if we on earth are going to the heavens or the heavens are on earth. So this is what is happening during the liturgy. During the liturgy is the king and all the armies are there, and if we have the spiritual eyes, we will see. If we have the spiritual eyes, we will be even terrified to be in this place. And accordingly, if we have this understanding and this aim that I am here because I want him to open my eyes, anything we will say about being early or using my phone during the liturgy, whatever things, it will be ridiculous. Because I know why I'm here. I'm bringing all my thoughts and challenges with me. I want to have his word in me, because through his word, this will lead me to Eucharist. This will lead me to my eyes to be opened. So other than that, I'm wasting my time, definitely. It is good to be here. It is good to stand in the liturgy and to talk to each other, even during the liturgy. But unfortunately, this definitely will not lead my eyes to be open. And this will lead me to the fourth scene, was about what? Something very important about after the Eucharist. What they did after the Eucharist. Maybe 33. Not yet. So what does this mean to me? They rose up and then went back to Jerusalem. So again, this is the fourth step of the liturgy. After partaking of the Eucharist, this is what I should do. I have an open eyes. I know him. I have this faith. And I need to go out preaching and announcing to everyone that I know him and what is the message of Christ to everyone. If I will not do this, it means that I'm still in the same loop, that I don't know what I'm doing and why I'm attending the liturgy.
So this is a very important aspect that will show me why I am attending a liturgy. We have 4 levels of people. So maybe some will not believe at all, and some will believe in a God in order to avoid bad things to happen to them here or in eternal life. A third part will have this relationship with a God in order to benefit from him. I need my day to be blessed, I need my work to be blessed, I need my studies, my families, my finance, whatever things. I want to love and to be loved, and whatever things. I need something. And the fourth level would be just a relationship based on love. I love him and I want to be with him. So what I am doing after the Eucharist will tell me exactly where I am. If I have this love in me, and I went out and I was really joyful and will preach his name to everyone, it means that I am in this love phase. If I will be satisfied that I took him in me, so this week will be blessed and everything will be okay, and life will be easy. So I am in the third level, that I need him because I need something from him. And so on. So I need also to ask my question, after partaking from the Eucharist, so what is next? This is not the end. This should be a beginning. So, as I told you, I have nothing more to add than these 4 important things. The Eucharist is the center of my life. And I am coming with everything. And everything means that even I pray for the animals, for the air, for the fruits, for the enemies, for my friends, my family. I have everything here. And I drop everything here in front of him in the altar. And even my thoughts, my doubts, this will be reflected within reading his word and understanding the word of God. And with the word of God, I will have the understanding and the question to the answer to my question. Abuna Serafim Barmusi posted today something very nice. He said that, unfortunately it's in Arabic, that we are not praying to inform God of something he doesn't know. He knows everything. We simply pray because we need his guidance how to solve our problems and how to be guided in our life. It's an important aspect. It's nice approach. So, because sometimes we'll say, you know, he knows everything. Why should I do this? And he answered the question today. For me, it was the first time to think about this. So yes, I am here, and in front of him, I'm presenting everything because I need his guidance. I need at the end my eyes to be opened, because this is what I want in my life. So these are the 4 steps, and definitely the third one, when at the end we partake from the Eucharist, it's a beautiful journey. I know it's. I think last month was about liturgy. No? The Eucharist. So, and definitely the parts of the liturgy, the anaphora, and so on. So you know this better than me. But it is important to understand these different parts of the Divine Liturgy, and how these parts will lead me at the end to be prepared for to partake from the Body and Blood of Jesus Christ. So we have how many steps, Yusuf? Since they are the only one, you interacted with me in the beginning. Inta nimta, Yusuf. 4. The first one is? Anyone can help Yusuf? The first one? Huh? Anyone, please. The first one. So this are not the scene. So I'm talking about the different kind of people. Okay, so which is good. So I'll get back to, but I mean, I'm talking again about the four parts of form the liturgy. The first one, before I come here, which is the two disciples talking together in the road with all the problems and everything. And then the second one, they who is in their life? Christ. So this, which part in the liturgy? Liturgy of the word. So how I understand Isham al-Nom, how I understand the word of God and apply it to myself. And the third one is the peak. At the end of the third one, the Eucharist, I partake from the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And then I need to go outside and do something. And this, when the something, as you mentioned, the four other things. So why I'm doing this? I'm satisfied because I took him Sunday, so that the week is blessed, or the week will not be cursed because he is in me, or more and more it's love, and I want, if I love someone, I want the whole world to know that I love him and what he did for this world. Thank you. The question is not to me, definitely, so you can So the question is how practically I know that my eyes are open. Again, we don't have this magic switch on and off. It's a process, and I need to train myself. The thing is, I cannot expect coming in the third part and skipping the first two, and then I will have this result. I need to be well prepared. So I need to spend time in the first one and the second one. I need to spend time knowing him, having this faith, having this conversation with myself, and then having his word in me. And this will enable me to go to the third one and to enjoy being in the liturgy and partaking from him. And this will lead in the opening of my eyes. And as I told you, we'll see the fruit of this, the fourth part. So I need also to remind myself why I came today for the liturgy. And by answering the question, I will see myself in the four categories, because simply my family, or this is the Sunday I used to come, or because the curse or the blessing or the love. And this by itself, it's an eye opener, and will in this process, day after day and week after week and year after year, I'll find myself moving toward the pure love at the end. So again, it's what happened. We knew that their eyes were open because they believed, and they said, "Where have we been before?" And then they expressed their true love in action. So the action is very important. Yes. One of the interpretation of the praying, so I'm not saying this is the only thing. So I love this entertainment. So huh? The question is, how come you're saying that we want to go to the highest level, which is love? I am not expecting anything. And Abuna Serafim was telling that, you know, I'm praying because I want something. I want guidance. So how come I still want something and I want to be in the fourth level, which is the love thing? So the question why I need is guidance. So I am in love with someone. I want to love someone. So I need his guidance in order to I continue. I don't continue, which is good. But is it only because of this, or I have the full picture that it is love for Christ that I want to fulfill his will in my life? So again, from outside, you know, it will be the same. But I need to ask deep in my why I want this blessing. Why I am in this faith of blessing, because I want something for him and I don't need him anymore, or because this will lead me, as I mentioned to bear, this is a process of love. I want to move forward with my path in love with him. So again, I need to ask this question to myself, and sometimes I will find that I only need a blessing because I need something, and it's okay. It's okay to be in the third level. It's okay to be in the second level, avoiding the curse. But let's move on. Let's move on and try to continue our path in order to reach the love level. Our life is the sign of a living person, like this. Sahkia, doctor. Death. So definitely it's not my stomach, so I'm fine. So ups and downs is okay within the levels, but I need to make sure that I will always do like them and rise up and do something. Come back to him. Again, as I told you, it's go outside and preach the word of God. This is very important. Thank you.
We have a horror movie for you downstairs. No, I'm just kidding. Any other questions, guys? No questions? Abuna, do you have questions for them? No? Abuna Anton, he has questions. Definitely. No? Yeah, there will be pizza at 10 o'clock, so we still have 15 minutes to... Sorry. Yeah, 15. Can you wait? So can I ask them a question, Abuna? Yeah, they have 15 minutes, so... No, it's the same topic. So I have a question for you guys, okay? So the question is this, like, huh? Okay, so my question is this, like the fourth part, which is basically in our faith is the most important part, which is after we communed with God, we're supposed to go outside and preach the word. My question to you is this. Could we accomplish this if inside the church we are not in love, Christian love towards each other? I mean, if we're divided inside the church or we don't have really a feeling that we are one body together, do you think we can accomplish this? I see already people nodding their heads. So I want you to elaborate more on that. What's your take on that? If I come to church, I attend the liturgy, I take the Eucharist, but there is something inside of me I still, maybe I have a brother or a sister or a friend that I hate, I can't tolerate. Can I achieve this fourth stage of my faith and go outside and preach the word and, as Abuna said, like, show the people how am I living my faith? I'll give you the... No, but they didn't hear what you said.
This is the gate of the liturgy. So the answer is the gate of the liturgy. It's the first part of the liturgy. So this is the end. And you know what that is? Just a hint.
So Abuna gave a hint. No pizza tonight till you guys comment on that.
First part of the liturgy after the liturgy of the word is what? The prayer of reconciliation. So this is the gate. Without reconciliation, the church is telling me and you we cannot move forward. So the first part is reconciliation. So reconciliation means that definitely this happened, should happen before in the confession repentance, but reconciliation means that I don't have any against anyone. I am in full love with everyone. I don't hate anyone. I don't see anyone in a lower position than myself, and so on. So no gossip, no envy, nothing. So this is the first gate. And if I don't have this, it means that I am again. I'm not in the right place. So. Before going to anaphora is what? Sorry? Yes, so anaphora, this is going up or up being here, whatever. So before going to this level, I need to make sure that I passed the reconciliation part. And this definitely will answer back the question better off. The how do I know my eyes are open? All the steps are fulfilled, and this will lead me to the final stage.
I'm just going to say it's like an obstacle. It will always be, and you will never get the full taste, like, or not taste, like you're never gonna get the full experience or. I don't know what's the word, but it's going to be incomplete. You're going to be doing it like a disfavor to yourself.
Okay, so I think we will just ask Abuna to pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. O King of peace, grant us your peace, establish with us your peace, and forgive us our sins. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the blessing, and the majesty, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the gift and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. May the peace of the Lord be with you.